Welcome to Around Montgomery County on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. My guest this week is Patty Hamlin, who is an assistant director with Mid-State Special Education. Patty is a Nokomis resident, and she was recently diagnosed with ALS. We talked a little bit about her battle with ALS, as well as a fundraiser the Nokomis School District is having. First thing I did want to ask you, when did you find out that you had ALS?
I was diagnosed in September of this year.
What were some of the things that were running through your mind when you found out?
Well, when he told me that I had the disease, he explained that the only medication on the market will extend my life about 1 month. And, you know, it's obviously a terminal illness, and I know I've seen before pictures of, you know, how it looks at the end, and I was, you know, just really scared. I felt like I was pretty much dead already. It took quite a while to get over that feeling and decide to make something of the disability and try to help others.
Sure, and you've got a great support system around you to where Nokomis High School, I guess they've already had this. They've already posted the video of the mannequin challenge, is that correct?
Yeah, my daughter teaches at Nokomis High School, and they had posted that video, and I watched it on Facebook, and the same day that I saw that, I also saw that giveit.com was having a contest, a mannequin challenge, and you submitted a 30-second video, and then the one that got the most votes, you know, wins money for the person submitting it and also for the charity. So I suggested that they cut it down to 30 seconds and submit it. So they did do that.
And was this your daughter's idea to go forward with this?
Yeah. Yeah. Sabrina worked, well, it was her idea to do the mannequin challenge to begin with, or the mannequin video anyway, because she just thought it would be fun. And Darcy Harrison, who is the yearbook staff sponsor, she and her yearbook staff kind of took on the video challenge and made the video, and then they're the ones then that cut it down for us, and Darcy submitted it to giveit.com.
Now, the term mannequin challenge should be pretty self-explanatory, but for somebody who may be listening and may not know what it is, could you tell us a little bit about what it is?
Yeah, just a fun thing that they've been putting on the internet this Christmas season, really, where they have a video and they send it around and everybody freezes like they're a mannequin. And in the case of the video they did for Nokomis High School, they freezed in funny Christmas-type poses. And it's just a lot of fun for the staff to do, and it's fun to watch.
How do people vote and participate in this contest?
On giveit.com, giveit.com. They can either go there, and they would, of course, want to pick our video. And what they have to do is they have to give the number that they have to text to. So you have to have a phone that can text, and then you text the number of our video, and that gives us 1 point. Or they've added another way that you can get 10 points for every dollar that's donated to ALS. We've gotten a lot of points since they added that part to it.
That's awesome. When was the deadline for people to vote?
It goes until January 30th.
So it's coming up pretty quickly then.
Yeah.
If anyone would like any more information about this, is there someone that they can contact and maybe get a little bit more details about it?
Sure, they could contact me on Facebook, Patty Hamlin, or they could call Nokomis High School. They would be able to help them.
And I should have asked this to start, but tell me a little bit about what you do, Patty.
My job?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm the assistant director for Mid-State Special Education, and I run Christian Region, which involves Pena Schools, Taylorville Schools, the Kincaid Schools, Edinburgh Schools, Morrisonville, and Nokomis Schools.
Okay.
And so we manage all the special education services that are provided in those school districts.
How long have you been doing that?
Well, I've been an assistant director just this year, but I was a program coordinator before that for 15 years, and then I was a teacher, special ed teacher for 15 years. So I've been at it for a long time. So, and I think that's why this video has really taken off, is because all these people in these districts know me very well, and they've all been behind the challenge and trying to help ALS.
Absolutely, that always helps. Now, was there anything else you wanted to say about any of this?
I would just say, if right now we're in first place, right now we have like 395,000 votes, and the next closest behind us has 158,000 votes. So we're way ahead. And if we win, then $25,000 will be donated to the ALS Association, and $25,000 will be donated to the Nokomis School District.
That's awesome. Is there a limit to the number of times you can vote?
You can only vote once by text.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, looking at the number of votes that we have, I'd say a lot of people have donated money to ALS. So,
that's
which
fantastic.
It's very exciting. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you very much for joining me today. I do appreciate a few minutes of your time, and good luck with everything going forward.
All right. Thank you.
Again, that was Patty Hamlin, Assistant Director with Mid-State Special Education. Again, to vote for the Nokomis faculty's video, log on to giveit.com. And that's it for this edition of Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time. Until then, so long.